Welcome to the Jennings Wire online magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with our bloggers as well as other top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Emerald Kaufman, and I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national PR firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a community of bloggers that share their personal experiences and wisdom gained throughout their lives. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. And today, we have a very special guest, Dr. Frank M. Sorrentino, author of several books, including his latest, which we'll be discussing today, Presidential Leadership and the Bureaucratic State. So welcome, Dr. Sorrentino.
Well, thank you, Stacey, and it's a pleasure to be on Jennings Wire.
Oh, it's a pleasure to have you. And, you know, some of the information that I saw in the information you sent over to us that was very interesting to me was that you were saying that the presidency is a paradox. And what do you mean by saying the presidency is a paradox?
Well, we often say that the president is the most powerful person on the planet, and he is, because the United States is a great power economically, militarily, and with all of its cultural advantages. However, the office is also constrained by the Constitution with things like separation of powers and weak political parties, and also the growing expertise of the modern nation state requires individuals who have actual knowledge of how to implement and direct policy. And presidents are generally experts in politics, and not in all of these policy areas.
So they have the responsibility of overseeing these things, of appointing people, of doing all of that, yet they aren't necessarily experts in it themselves, so sometimes they're in a tough situation.
Absolutely. And, of course, they do have political interest, and often individuals who are appointed have mixed agendas, and sometimes it's very difficult to control those individuals.
Now, what is the modern bureaucratic state exactly, and then how does that relate to the office of the president?
Well, many people look towards the beginning of the 20th century as industrialization, immigration, urbanization became dominant in American society. The state was required to do more and more functions. As this developed, what we ended up was appointing individuals who had educational experiences, and then we allowed them to function in bureaucracies in which we gave them a great deal of discretion. These individuals had access to data and access to implement political and public policy. Therefore, the modern bureaucratic state becomes very, very powerful, much more than the framers anticipated.
So, with this in mind, how does that impact, like, this relationship? How does that impact the everyday person, in your estimation?
Well, there's the whole question of accountability. People mm-hmm. believe that they elect the president, and the president is going to implement the policies that he or she articulated during a campaign. But the reality is that presidents generally are underprepared and ignorant for the task ahead. So what happens is that these bureaucracies have vast levels of knowledge and expertise, and very often they dominate in terms of advice, implementation, and often even in propaganda in getting their policies passed through the popular culture. So, in effect, the president, while still having power, is often far less powerful than many, many people anticipate, and they become frustrated when the individuals that they elect often can't implement, or the policies that they articulated during a campaign are sometimes at variation from what they actually do endorse from the experts.
So now, are there some examples of this relationship, this complex relationship, obviously, throughout history that you can give us?
Well, there are so many, but mm-hmm. I decided to focus primarily on the FBI and the president. And one particular relationship that I I believe is the most illustrative of this, is the situation of the FBI, the president, and Dr. Martin Luther King. What we have here is a situation after the 1960 election where Dr. King is emerging as a major figure. The FBI is very suspicious of this individual because they believe that he is somewhat anti-FBI. He criticizes the FBI for their association with Southern law enforcement. He signs a petition against the House Un-American Activity, and he also muses about communism and has members on his staff who've been associated with the Communist Party. So the FBI looks at King as a dangerous person, but not only dangerous to America, but more importantly, dangerous to the FBI. Meanwhile, the Kennedy administration had just won an election very narrowly, and they had carried many, many southern states, and they were reluctant to embrace King, even though there was an emerging African-American articulation for greater equality and greater participation in American society. So the Kennedys were involved in a dilemma. What should they do? And when J. Edgar Hoover, who was the director of the FBI at the time, suggested that they wiretap King, Robert Kennedy, the attorney general at the time, agreed. And he agreed not only because of the FBI, but also because of the interest of his brother and himself. Mm-hmm. They clearly wanted to win election in 1964, and if King proved to be a communist or a communist sympathizer or had other problems, then there could be a backlash, and that could affect them in a very negative way.
Right. So all of these situations, when they come, there's so many levels, right? The depth of the
many, many levels and many agendas.
Yeah. It was a crazy amount. So with so many levels, I mean, is the president or the office of the president, are they ultimately accountable for absolutely everything that happens, all the different federal agencies under their watch? I mean, with again, just so much going on. Should they be found ultimately accountable and responsible?
I think the short answer is no. However, one has to be more nuanced in terms of how we judge these things. Clearly, where presidents have interest and they have either their aides or their supporters intermingling with the modern bureaucratic state and its various agencies, we need to be somewhat suspicious. We need to ask questions because very, very often these bureaucracies are very much interested in curry favoring with the president because the president has a unique platform of relating to the public, having access to the media, and being the symbol of the nation itself. So one can't answer the question emphatically one way or the other, but I think we could look at those areas where the president's interest and those bureaucracies' interests merge and things go awry.
You know what, Dr. Sorrentino, you've given us a lot to think about here with this conversation and in the book, Presidential Leadership in the Bureaucratic State. What would be the one thing you would leave our listeners with? Maybe one thing that they should be watching closely. I mean, you know, some of these happenings that go on, and it's over a lot of, you know, the little people's heads, so to speak, right? So is there anything that the public should be looking for, stuff that's really going to impact them directly throughout these types of, you know, rocky relationships that the president has?
Yes, I think that there are a number of things, and the number one question for me is the modern state with its dedicated bureaucracies compatible with democracy and personal liberty? And the questions today of the IRS, the questions of the NSA, But going across, and not only this particular administration, but whether it's the Bush administration, the Clinton administration, the Reagan administration, Carter, Nixon, one can go back to Franklin Roosevelt, the Kennedys, and certainly the Johnson administration, and find episodes of misdeeds. And it raises the question that James Madison raised, if men were angels, no government would be necessary. And we have to raise the question here is that if we're going to invest these great bureaucracies with all of this authority and all of the opportunity for malfeasance and misfeasance, what are our controls? What are our confidence that this authority will not be misused?
Well, that's a lot to chew on out there, everyone, you know, right, to learn more about.
It is, but it is the central question of our nation, and it's the central question of our time.
It is.
At least in my judgment.
and with all of the media and coverage and conversation and politicking and all of this stuff, it definitely is. So to learn more about Dr. Frank M. Sorrentino and his latest book, Presidential Leadership in the Bureaucratic State, please visit his website at drfrankmsorrentino.com, and we'll spell that for you, DrFrank, the letter M as in Mary, Sorrentino. DrFrankmSorrentino.com. Thank you so much for an informative interview.
Thank you so much, Stacey. I really appreciate it.
Well, it's our pleasure, and this podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm Annie Jennings PR and the creator of the Jennings Wire online magazine, a diverse community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers to share helpful and perhaps even life-changing posts and podcasts. Please enjoy more on JenningsWire.com and discover bloggers that might be perfect for you. Thanks again. Till next time.